these are some photographs of this location in Mexico. This is Barranca de Amialco in Querétaro, and you have your Taxodium mucronatum, which is a also called Montezuma bald cypress, and it's the national tree of Mexico.
Dr. David Staley is a paleoclimatologist and a distinguished professor of geosciences at the University of Arkansas. He's also the lead author of a study that uses 1,238-year-long tree ring chronology, or dendrochronology as it's called, to provide details on rainfall fluctuations that played an important role in the rise and fall of pre-Hispanic civilizations in ancient Mexico and Central America, also called Mesoamerica.
It's been realized for a long time that trees in temperate latitudes produce one growth ring per year. They're called annual rings. They're concentric annual rings. And you see these oftentimes on cut stumps. We don't cut the trees down. We take core samples. But Leonardo da Vinci realized that not only can you determine how old a tree is by counting the rings, but that the width of the ring is telling you something about the climate that the tree experienced when the ring was formed. And so there are natural archives of climate history, the layering of the ring. So fat rings in the Ozarks occur during wet years, and narrow rings form during drought years. But in Mexico, most of the trees are sensitive to precipitation during the growing season. And so that's how it works.
Staley's study offers confirmation for and reconstruction of four ancient mega droughts. Now, a mega drought is a drought more severe than any witnessed in the period of modern meteorological instrumentation. Supplemented by other factors, these climatological phenomena seem to be partially responsible for the decline or rise of some ancient Mesoamerican cultures, such as the Toltecs.
At 1150, the mid-12th century, the great post-classic city of Tula in Hidalgo, which was the capital of the Toltec Empire, it goes into decline and is abandoned in the mid-12th century. And we reconstruct drought at that time as well. And for sure, these societies were sensitive to drought in some way. I mean, they relied on agricultural production, of course. It's a reasonable argument to make that in a severe mega drought, that food availability would go down, famine would increase, perhaps epidemic disease would increase, social unrest could occur, and cultural change could occur. I mean, but there's very little proof that in any of these cases that drought was specifically the cause.
Staley, along with his colleagues Jose Villanueva from the Federal Forest Research Institute of Mexico and Rodolfo Acuña from the National University of Mexico City, used 74 core samples from 30 specimens of millennium-old Montezuma bald cypress trees, the national tree of Mexico. The tree species is related to North American sequoias and is the only tree in Central America to have a lifespan of up to 1,000 years or more.
This is the first millennium-long tree ring reconstruction that's ever been made for Mexico. Really, the first reconstruction that goes through the late pre-Hispanic era. Now, there have been other studies of climate change in Mexico, primarily on the basis of lake sediment records, which are very high quality. Some lakes in Mexico accumulate sediments and can track climate change through the metals contained in the sediments, and you can radiocarbon date the sediment core and kind of get at, you know, an approximate chronology of climate change. But they're not as well resolved. They're not exactly dated like the tree rings.
Dendrochronology requires painstaking analysis on the part of researchers to determine the year of formation of each tree ring and observe its growth pattern, which then helps predict the variation of soil moisture in different growth years. The 1,238-year-old tree ring chronology also provided links between mega droughts and the rise and fall of the Aztec Empire and the spread of exotic diseases by the first Spanish colonizers.
We do see perhaps the most serious drought in central Mexico is reconstructed in the late 14th century. It lasted from about 1380 to 1410 in the tree ring record. The Aztec imperial state was on its ascendancy. I mean, it was coalescing power in the Valley of Mexico and conquering neighboring city states, and so at a time of reconstructed drought. And so you wonder, oh, gee, could drought somehow have leveraged, you know, the Aztec ascendancy? You go a little later in time into the 16th century, the early 16th century period of conquest of the Aztecs by the Spanish, and we know for sure that there was a smallpox epidemic, but there were other epidemics as well. It might have been subject to ecological amplification.
The study was also successful in narrowing down the timing of the so-called terminal classic drought to 25 years, namely 897 to 922 AD. The mega drought has been thought by anthropologists to have been one of several reasons for the decline of the Mayan civilization.
And how do we know the exact years? And that is dendrochronology, or tree ring dating. They have a natural growth rhythm every year. And so the outer wood is younger than the inner wood. And if those trees also grow annual rings, and if those annual rings exhibit patterns of variability from one year to the next, now you have the basis for matching. You know, the drought of 1988 is a narrow ring across the Ozarks. You know, so these become marker years, key years. That is a unique non-repetitive pattern of drought stress on trees registered as narrow rings. And so we can match that pattern of the 20th century amongst trees all around the central United States, and we can see that. And we can identify that. Likewise, we can play that same game for all the centuries carrying back in time to the however old the tree happened to be.
Although it's quite accurate, Staley says the study's results remain open to fair questioning and further replication.
30 trees, 74 cores. Well, that's pretty good, you know, but we'd like to see that replicated. It's possible that some other environmental impact could have damaged those trees. I mean, we're tracking tree growth. We're not tracking precipitation. And so if there were an insect outbreak of some kind, for example, that defoliated the trees, well, fortunately, this species doesn't suffer that much. I mean, it's pretty immune to insect attacks. But still, you get the point. It's possible that humans were down in the Barranca, you know, hacking on the trees, cutting limbs off. I mean, you know, unless you were there, you really don't know. The overridingly most important environmental factor in the health of trees is climate and moisture availability. But still, until we can test this record with additional records, that remains a fair question.
The Mesoamerican Mega Drought Research Project was funded by the National Science Foundation's Paleoclimatology Program and the Inter-American Institute for Global Change Research. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.